Here at the Capitol, Democratic state lawmakers and business groups are looking for New York to build on a federal tax credit designed to increase employment opportunities for groups of people who have traditionally faced barriers to steady employment. To discuss the state version of the Work Opportunity Tax Credit, we're joined in the Capitol Press Room by Paul Zuber, Executive Vice President of the Business Council of New York State. Welcome back to the show, Paul.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So as I mentioned at the top, there is already a federal tax credit, the Work Opportunity Tax Credit, designed to ensure that groups who have consistently faced barriers to employment can find work. How does the federal tax credit work?
The federal tax credit, first, an employer would have to be certified, and in this case, certified by the New York State Department of Labor, that they've hired someone in one of several targeted groups. Once they are certified, then the employer can take a tax credit on their income tax and for tax-exempt entities on their payroll tax. So the program is designed to really target those groups, as you said, who have been traditionally left out of the workforce. So what we find, and with some studies we've seen, is the targeted groups are 30 to 40% less likely to find employment than, you know, a comparable group of employees out there. We've also found that studies have shown that when that tax credit is used effectively, there's one study that had about a 13% increase in employment for those targeted groups. So we think it's, once again, something that when we talk about our economy, we talk about all the things that we talk about, you know, the Business Council will say lower taxes, will say make it more affordable, but we also say that we have to make a more robust, inclusive economy. And the federal program has shown that this has worked. And so what we're hopeful for is that the state will implement a similar program to almost somewhat supersize the federal program. So you have a state, the federal program, and now you have a state program. There should be no administrative costs because the Department of Labor is already certifying those companies with an agreement with IRS. They certify the companies for the federal tax credit. So really what we're talking about is the overall cost of the program. We've asked for an initial $30 million spread over 3 years, a first come, first serve tax credit, and then hopefully be able to take a look at it after the 3 years and say whether it works or whether it doesn't work. But we strongly believe it works. We've worked hard with particularly the Black, Puerto Rican, Hispanic, and Asian caucus on this. This was part of their people's budget. So we think it's something that New York should do. And it's also perfect on the heels of Clean Slate, which we were very supportive of. And we're the first business group to come out for, because also included within the targeted groups are people on TANF, people on SSI, people on SNAP, veterans, and formerly incarcerated.
So when we think about barriers to employment that this tax credit helps people, or employers, I should say, overcome, what are those barriers?
So generally, so if I'm an employer and I put out, I have a job and say I'm looking for 10 employees, I'll go through the standard process of putting it out to the world, right? I need 10 employees, I'm paying, say, $20 an hour. What the tax credit will help employers do is really target those groups. So it costs a little bit money in terms of, you know, marketing and targeting and sometimes training those groups. So this will provide an incentive for a company to say, my expenses for targeting a particular group are getting taken care of through the tax credit. So I will target individuals on TANF. I will target the formerly incarcerated, and I'll go through groups and avenues to make sure those groups are reached out to rather than reached out to as the employment sector as a whole. So it provides employers with the incentive to go directly at those particular groups and hire those groups that have been traditionally left out of the economy.
When I think about the credit and the way it's billed, it sounds to me like it's almost an insurance policy for the employers. Essentially, like, here's a subsidy for this person who may or may not work out, but maybe you'll tell me that the people who have faced barriers to employment are people who end up being great employees.
Actually, the studies have shown that those people that have been targeted from the federal program are employees that tend to stay much longer in their jobs, are considered loyal, considered employees that are that most companies, you know, would die for in terms of having them as employees. So the studies have shown that it's worked. It's increased employment. It's helped employers because these are employees that are staying and sticking around. So I think there's benefits all around for both the employers and the employees.
So in terms of the implementation of this tax credit, is this something where I can only receive the benefit when I hire someone, or is this something that I can continue to receive as that person is theoretically a good employee in that second, third year, et cetera?
It's only when you hire the employee. And again, what the program is designed to do is offset the costs that naturally occur with some employers when they target particular groups. So if I'm an employer, I want to make sure that, you know, I'm going after folks who are on TANF, or I want to hire folks that are on a SNAP program or formerly incarcerated. The costs that go associated with just targeting those groups and the costs associated with potentially having to train those groups. So it provides employers with an additional incentive to reach out to those groups and provide a bigger employment net than has traditionally been found. Because as I said before, studies have shown about the targeted groups that are part of this program, they're 30 to 40% less likely to be employed than, you know, looking at a comparable group of potential employees.
So it's my understanding the federal credit is worth a few thousand dollars, and what's being envisioned for the state is a few hundred dollars. Is that a meaningful amount for this credit?
Yeah, we believe so. I mean, we believe so to start. Again, you know, what we're kind of looking at it is a start, right? We want to have a start. We want to make sure that, you know, we're promoting this, that we could potentially grow it. Again, you know, it's a three-year program that we're proposing. If it's something that, you know, works, it would be like the federal government. The federal government annually authorizes this program. So it was authorized in 2023 in the federal level, and it ends in 2025. And they've continually authorized it since 1996. So what we expect is a program like that in New York as well. So after the 3 years, okay, we take a look at it. You know, we might want to put more money into it. We might want to, you know, extend it for even longer. But it gives us the opportunity, like the federal government, to take a look at the program and be able to grow the program where the program needs to be grown.
Do you think in the long run, as employers make contact with groups that they might not have otherwise employed, that something like this tax credit isn't needed because they just get in the habit of, say, hiring people who have criminal records or are disabled and these other groups that have trouble finding and retaining employment?
That would be my hope. You know, I think, you know, again, you know, creating an inclusive and diverse economy is incredibly important. You know, I think, you know, we saw a lot and learned a lot with the clean slate debate. I think we were the first business group that came out in support of Clean Slate. And then when we really dove into the statistics on Clean Slate, it was very clear that we were, you know, taking in a segment of the population and just kind of creating barriers for them to enter the workforce. And, you know, New York has a fairly large number of unfulfilled jobs. We're probably, depending upon who you ask, it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 450,000 unfulfilled jobs in New York State. So again, you know, this is reaching out to a community or groups that generally have been left out. And let's, you know, get everybody in the economy. And yes, my hope would be that we look at this 3 years, 6 years down the road, and the decision is, you know what, we don't really have to do this because the employers are doing it on their own and it's become second nature for them to do it. I think that would be the goal, and that would be, you know, my hope. But in the meantime, while we're trying to kind of generate something to allow or kind of provide an incentive to hire these folks in these groups, you know, this tax credit is something that makes sense.
Well, we've been speaking with Paul Zuber. He's the Executive Vice President of the Business Council of New York State. Paul, thanks for visiting us in the studio.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, and you have a great day.
Support for the Capitol Press Room provided by the New York State AFL-CIO, a federation of 3,000 unions fighting for working people by keeping New York State union strong. More information at unionstrongny.org. and by the New York State United Teachers, a statewide union of nearly 700,000 professionals in education and healthcare.